Hey guys, welcome back to the Radioactive Podcast. We have got a brand new season for you all, and I'm sure you've missed us, but if you've forgotten, I'm Diego Villarreal.
And I'm Brian Freeland. Radioactive is a youth-led program hosted by KUOW Puget Sound Public Radio.
We work together to bring light to topics that are important to our Seattle youth. So I've always really loved private investigators like Kate Barton, Hawkeye Investigations, or Veronica Mars, or even the classics like Sherlock Holmes. So, Brian, you know what a private investigator is, right? Because lately, I've been seriously obsessed with the concept of being one.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, let me just set the scene for you. You're in your office, a lit cigarette in one hand, a glass of bourbon in the other, the street light creeping through the window shades. It's raining out. Cue thunder, lightning. Someone comes bursting through the door. There's been a murder. And you're on the case.
Whoa, what? All right, I don't know what just happened, but that's definitely not what it's like.
Oh, really? How would you know?
Actually, I just had a conversation with a real private investigator who told me about his very first case.
My name is Kevin Matthews. Ex-lover hadn't heard from his friend in 3 months and lived in another state. Wanted me to go find out. And I said, well, you know, you could contact the police. They could do a welfare check to see if they're okay. And he's like, no, I don't want the police because then they'll freak out and think I'm weird. And okay, so you'll just send some random guy. And, you know. So early in the morning, I get over to where the guy's apartment is and I'm waiting in my car. And I'm waiting and waiting. 3 hours go by. I hate waiting in a car for any amount of time. So I finally went over to the apartment manager's door, knocked on it. The apartment manager comes out, and I said, hey, I'm looking for this person. They're up on fourth floor and in this room number. He's like, well, you're about 2 months too late. He's dead. And so I was like, well, my first case, I was doing surveillance on a dead person and had to do a death notification to my client, which is never easy. And spend the next 30 minutes on the phone while going through the grieving process with him.
Whoa, okay. That was pretty intense. His life must be so cool. I mean, I wish I could be a PI.
Being a PI in real life isn't quite like the romanticized version that's shown in media. There's a lot of things that a PI can and can't do, and the media just doesn't show us that side.
Because there's a lot of gray area. We're allowed to go do surveillance, take photos in public, take video. The sky's the limit. It really is. There's so many different things that can be done. I'm not going to break the law for you. I don't care what you see on TV. I'm not going to wiretap or break into somebody's email or anything like that.
Even though PIs are commonly shown as superheroes in the media, like Jessica Jones or John Constantine, they do have to abide by laws, just like us, and they can't stay up for 24 hours working for you.
I am not going to answer the phone at 2 in the morning because you think your boyfriend's cheating on you.
A PI usually has a bunch of cases they're trying to work through. I mean, you've got to make money somehow, right? There's paperwork involved and everything. They can't just get up and go at your beck and call.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, they have a life outside of just fighting the bad guys all the time. And, I mean, it sounds like a pretty tough job. I couldn't imagine keeping all that stuff organized. His bullet journal must be packed full.
Yeah, you never really see that in TV shows or movies. It always seems like a PI has all the time in the world to work on the case at hand. But really, they've got loads of cases going at the same time.
I've never really realized that. When you look at people like Jessica Jones, it never seems like she's running multiple cases at once.
Jessica Jones? Oh, you mean the Netflix show. I've never watched it. Why do you like her so much?
Well, for starters, she's super badass. She knows exactly what she wants, and she's never afraid to go and take it. Who's your favorite PI?
I mean, I really like Batman.
You're trying to make me think realistically, but he's like seriously the most unrealistic detective of them all. Like, you could have said Nancy Drew or Sherlock Holmes. Like, at least they don't fly.
All right, that's fair. But everyone can appreciate a good comic book hero.
Okay. Well, what did Kevin say? Who is his favorite?
Nick Charles from the Thin Man series. Mostly because I like drinking. And I'm married and very happy.
I mean, I'm pretty surprised he didn't mention doing any cases on any cheating spouses, you know? Because... to me, it almost seems like a cliche. in the private investigator world to look into the cheating husband.
When I was talking to Kevin, he did tell me a story about a man who thought his wife was cheating on him. After discovering she was hanging around someone else, Kevin decided to do some snooping.
I go into an elevator with them, and I'm playing on my phone, and I'm taking pictures of them without them realizing that I'm 3 feet from them. But that would burn me, because if they keep noticing that it's me and I'm following them, obviously, then I lost my case. I walked into a bar that I saw them go into, and there was nowhere other place for me to go except for sitting right next to them at the bar. And this is after the elevator. So I went to the restroom, and I ran literally right into the guy.
Dude, what? I seriously cannot believe that guy didn't notice Kevin. How clueless are people sometimes?
Yeah, at that point, Kevin thought he'd royally screwed up. Luckily, they didn't notice that he'd been following them the whole day.
Okay, so I guess it seems like being a PI can have some of its own fun, redeeming qualities.
It sounds like it takes a lot of time and effort, though.
Finding that balance, it was really hard, because when you're first starting out, you're not getting that many clients. And so I was working until 10, 11 o'clock at night, waking up at 6 in the morning. And there was no stopping. And it hurt. It really took a lot out of me.
Yeah, okay, that sounds not fun. Maybe count me out on that, like, staying up till 11 and waking up at 6 part.
Yeah, it's totally understandable. But at the end of the day, for Kevin at least, it's all worth it. He's able to choose his own cases, and the work and stress load is significantly less than being a Fed.
I'm actually able to help people directly and make their lives better and give them closure. If I can't make their lives better, like if it's bad news, at least I will give them closure and be able to help them move on.
Yeah, I think a lot of those on-screen private investigators seem to feel that way too. Okay, I'll be real here. The real-life version of a PI does not sound super exciting, and definitely is not the high action and glamorous life we become accustomed to see in the media. Although, it is still full of things I definitely didn't expect.
It might be a different kind of adventure in movies, but PIs still have that excitement and thrill waiting for them around every corner.
Have you ever wanted to be a private investigator, or have you solved any mysteries of your own? Well, if you have, go share your thoughts with us on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media or on Twitter and Instagram at KUOW Radioactive. And either way, please review the podcast on iTunes. We love reading what you guys have to say about the new episodes.
Before we go, I want to thank Kevin Matthews for answering all of our questions. You can find a link to his website on kuow.org/radioactive. We want to give a quick thanks to our community engagement lead, Surya Hendry, for her help in putting all this together, our editor, Jenny Asarno, and our mentor, Mary Heisey, and to the rest of the Radioactive crew, of course.
Make sure to tune in April 5th to hear Livy and Aaliyah talk to some real-life witches.
So, do I curse people?
Yeah.
Not often.
From Radioactive, I've been your host, Brian Freeland.
And I'm Diego Villarreal. Thanks for listening.